If we were better on special teams, we probably would have won a few more games around here the last year or two. Scott Frost. Let's chat, shall we? Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the People's Show. Check the Pulse of Nebraska Nation. Brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. Nebraska was not good at special teams this year. Maybe that's not such breaking news after all. And as many of you probably know by now, Jonathan Rutledge was let go a week ago. He was kind of in charge of said special teams for the most part a year ago. Now, there was no specific coaching staff in charge of the special teams. He just kind of oversaw schemes, personnel, while the assistant coaches coached said specific roles, but wish him all the best in his future endeavors. We're going to breeze through these special teams numbers for Nebraska because they're not phenomenal. They're pretty much horrifically horrible, but here we go. All right, Nebraska's net field position a year ago was minus 0.47 yards. That ranked 106 nationally and 13th in the Big Ten because that's out of 14 teams in the Big Ten because that still makes no sense mathematically. But Nebraska's kickoff return efficiency was 113th nationally as well. Same exact thing. Kickoff efficiency was 113th nationally. And punt efficiency was even worse, 118th. Okay. Now, the overall special teams efficiency, again, these aren't great numbers. They're 115th in the country, 13th in the Big Ten. Only Purdue was worse in the Big Ten Conference. Now, Nebraska also gave up two embarrassing, easy fake punts for first downs this year. And for some reason, they kicked off to the Big Ten's kickoff return leader in the last game of the year versus Rutgers, that being Eric Krushnick. And he returned it for a touchdown. That still blows my mind. Now, in all fairness, okay, I try to look at this from all angles. Okay, in all fairness, Danny Kearney, the scholarship punter from Australia. Now, not many punters and kickers come in and get a scholarship. All right, most of them have to walk on. They got to earn it. They're here for 3, 4, 5 years. Some of your starting kickers in college football are starting kickers or punters, and they don't have scholarships yet. Okay, so the fact that they gave him a scholarship right away, probably trying to get him from Australia was part of it, tells you what they think of him. He stepped on campus, unfortunately got hurt right away. But he will be back next year, hopefully healthy, and Connor Culp, the Big Ten's kicker of the year, Nebraska's kicker, will also be back next year as well. So hopefully that makes a difference. Now, how does Nebraska get this turned around? How do they change the fortunes? Because special teams isn't equal one-third of the game. A lot of times it gets overlooked. All right, do you disperse it among the staff? Do you divide it up so each staff member only has to worry about, you know, coaching running backs and kickoff return, and maybe the safeties coach has safeties and punt return? Or do you just bring in a specific special teams coach? Here's what I've seen. Here's what I've experienced. Guys are all about job security. So if I'm a coach and I'm coaching the running backs, okay, and we don't have a specific special teams coach, but I'm coaching the running backs and I got kickoff return, guess what my priority is? Not one single assistant coach was let go this year. Okay, the coach is another position because of special teams. Jonathan Rutledge was. My point is this. It's all about priorities. If I'm the running backs coach and I'm coaching running backs and kickoff return, my priority is the running backs. If my running backs play well, I'm not going to get fired because of kickoff return. But if you bring any team I've ever been on that dispersed it among the staff, the special teams was never as good as when you bring in a specific special teams coordinator, specific special teams coach, because it's about priorities. If your job depends on special teams, it's going to be your priority. It's going to mean a lot more time, effort, film study. It's going to be a lot more important because your job depends on it. I recommend they bring in a specific special teams coach and special teams coordinator. Just my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts. Now, if you're curious about this shirt that I'm wearing, it's about unity. If you're curious about this 90 AC logo, I think it's pretty cool. Okay, the Undivided Unity is a unity movement. Okay, and you can be a helping hand in creating unity in your community. Doesn't matter about race, ethnicity, political affiliation. Okay, unity should be a front runner over everything. The Undivided Unity movement is moving towards providing scholarships and grants to students and communities and rebuilding programs and helping nonprofit organizations. You can support this at undividedu.com, on Facebook at Undivided Unity, on Twitter at Undivided U. Okay, and if you want some specific swag made up for yourself as well, like I've got here, check it out at TDJ Props Studios. That's TDJProps.com. TDJProps.com and UndividedUnity.com. Go Big Red, and always remember, UndividedU.com. Throw the bones.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.